This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
All right, Bill, let's start things off in the NFL. In an interview with Time Magazine, Patrick Mahomes said he's not the GOAT. Quote, I've had at least one of the top three starts to a career. I'll put it that way. There are so many guys. They were at such a high level for such a long time. In order to be in that conversation, you have to do that on a year-to-year basis, end quote. Bill, buy or sell Patrick Mahomes has to match Tom Brady's 7 Super Bowl rings to be considered the GOAT.
Sell.
Sell.
I think he could get to 6 rings. How many did Brady lose? 2? No, 3.
3. Two to the Giants.
2 to the Giants, 1 of the Eagles.
Yes.
I think he's got to get to 6 and play in 11 Super Bowls if he gets to 6. Buy or sell that Mahomes saying he's at one of the top 3 starts of all time means he also thinks he will be the GOAT.
Buy.
100% agree. I like it.
Buy.
I like the swagger. It's like you singing, but it's good. It's like me singing, but it's on tune.
Bill, speaking of swagger, let's get to some college football here. Shiloh Sanders, one of Deion Sanders' 2 sons on his Colorado football team, well, he took to Instagram to start recruiting. Quote, defense transfers, DM me. Offense transfers, DM at Shador Sanders, his brother. Bill, this all comes on the heels of just last month, Deion Sanders saying, I don't go to recruits. Recruits come to me. He doesn't go to high schools. He doesn't walk inside kids' living rooms. And remember, Colorado started off last season 3-0, and then they just won 1 of their last 9 games. So, Bill, I ask you, buy or sell, you are optimistic about Colorado next season.
Sell.
Sell.
When we got some more time, we might dive into this. I said this earlier in the show. Should have trusted my first instincts. Shouldn't have fallen for the glitz of the early start. Maybe I'm wrong. The guy is Deion Sanders, and this is his own words, does things his own way. And maybe that uniqueness masks my ability to see his brilliance as a program builder. But they are reconstructing on the fly entire parts of their team. Entire parts of the team just in the transfer portal. Poof, gone.
How can you be the son of the head coach and put that on IG?
I mean, here's the thing. The optics are bad, but it's the results that will matter. If it fills up with talented guys who actually arrive, I don't think it bodes well. But it is a TBD, to be determined.
All right, Bill.
Or TBD. Tom and Bill don't know. Be TBDK.
That's a mouthful.
So is at Pretty Daddy RTY. But
what
I love
do you
it.
Want?
But
me
I love.
To
no, I like
I'm
it. I like
open
it.
To other ideas.
I like it.
I don't think you do, Bill. I'm going to get to some NBA here. Hoopier
talk
than
to
now.
Me, Pretty Daddy RTY.
you didn't like that inflection change?
I did,
Bill. According to the Action Network, Toronto's Jonte Porter bet millions of dollars from 2021 to 2023, spending more than 1,000 bets. And was, quote, firing all the time as a VIP member of FanDuel Sportsbook. Now, Porter last played back on March 22nd, as the NBA has since launched an investigation into prop betting irregularities. Bill, buy or sell, if this report is true, the NBA needs to ban Jontae Porter for life.
I mean, buy.
If the buy.
Report is true, even remotely. If he placed a single bet on an NBA game and bet millions of dollars on other sports, and a single bet was an NBA game, he will be banned for life, would be my guess.
All right, let's keep things in the NBA here. I know you love these kind of questions. After 14 years in the NBA, Blake Griffin...
Oh, sorry. Who?
Blake Griffin?
Sell.
Okay.
But you can finish your question.
Sell.
I have a Blake Griffin story. Please continue.
Oh, boy. I think things are going to get aggressive. All right. Blake Griffin officially announced his retirement yesterday on social media. Now, Griffin did not play this season, but he is a six-time All-Star and made the NBA teams five times. Buy or sell, Blake Griffin should be a Hall of Famer.
Buy or sell, you knew. I got asked this yesterday. Buy or sell, you knew Blake Griffin was still playing in the NBA.
Not this season. Not this season.
So
last year with the Celtics, question mark?
Sell.
Is Blake Griffin... I'm going to sell.
Sell.
Now, Basketball Reference has a probability index. They give him a 54.8%. Buy or sell, you want a quick, just my history with Blake Griffin.
Buy.
Did a three-way interview with Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, and DeAndre Jordan. That led to my wonderful relationship with Chris Paul. Blake Griffin got mad at me in the interview and turned off his microphone, reached down and turned off his microphone in the middle of the interview, refused to speak to me. I may have gotten a little aggressive about it on the radio one time at a place called Petros, ironically. I worked with a guy named Petros. He was interesting. At an unrelated Greek restaurant called Petros in Manhattan Beach, I was with actually a radio producer who used to work for Jim Rome, and I had been drinking a lot, and there was no one else there, and two tables over was someone who had been drinking a lot, and we eyed each other, and you could hear us both being like, I don't know that guy. And that other guy was Blake Griffin. Buy or sell, you think I heeded my wife and friend's advice not to go talk to Blake Griffin?
Sell.
Well, you're wrong. I did heed that advice.
Man, I was confident I got that one right.
Remember when Blake Griffin threw the water on the fan but pretended it was on accident?
I do.
My interactions were my interactions. Did not love my interactions with Blake Griffin. And felt really bad for him when his career went from the heights of Los Angeles to the doldrums, though. I'm serious. That's brutal.
Do you regret not walking over there having had a few adult beverages?
No, I'm glad I did not. Okay. That's mature. If I had been sober, I would have 100%. It was a Friday night. I would have 100% walked over and had the conversation I wanted to have when he dodged me a few years earlier, which would have been respectful. Just, hey, I didn't appreciate how you handled yourself in that situation. I understand you didn't like the question that I asked. Can we talk about it? Although if he had been drunk, I probably would have left him alone. Buy or sell, that's a good story.
Buy.
Well, I don't know, I might sell it.
You thought I was going to sell that?
I also once went to a random restaurant in Santa Monica and had to wait outside. It was one of those places that didn't take, it was a lunch restaurant thing. So you just like sit, you sort of lean, you sit against, there's a, what am I trying to say? There's like an area with like rocks that are like 4 feet high and there's shrubbery behind you, whatever I'm trying to say, a wall thing. And I sat down, and do you know who was sitting right next to me? Blake Griffin. Would you like to know how much we spoke? We didn't speak to each other at all.
You didn't talk about the wall thing?
I got in first, too. I got my name on the list after him. They called me first. Take that, Blake. Scrambled eggs for me.
Got a weird life, man.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Bill, one more Hoops one for you here. According to multiple reports, Kawhi Leonard will get the 12th and final roster spot on Team USA for the Olympics this summer in Paris. Now, it's a roster that includes LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and will be coached by Steve Kerr. Bill, since I know you love the Olympics oh so much, buy or sell Team USA will pique your interest this summer.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to work during it. That'll pique my interest. I mean, the honest answer is sell. I mean, I know I'm supposed to pretend. No, I don't care. Should I? I actually care about the non-basketball Olympics. So, a little. That's not really that true either. I care a little.
I don't think you care.
I covered the 2012 London Olympics, and they made me cover gymnastics. They made me cover gymnastics for 3 months before. And it was amazing. I loved it. So I actually now can watch gymnastics and know what's going on, kind of like an expert. But I just, I don't know. Also, the Olympics are going to be in Paris, so they're going to be, what, 6 hours ahead of you and 9 hours ahead of me?
Yeah.
So you get the morning events will be pretty good time.
As I think about it, I'm not really that interested.
Yeah, buy or sell, you care about the Olympics.
Yeah.
Sell.
I do enjoy the Winter Olympics more so than the Summer Olympics.
That's weird. Why?
I think it looks cooler on TV.
Okay. I've never covered a Winter Olympics. The Summer Olympics is fun, though. Buy or sell, you and the wife might go to Paris.
Sell.
For the Olympics.
Come on, man. You've met me. You've spoken to me. No chance.
I was talking to somebody behind you.
Sucker! Get ready. I'm about to say a lot of words.
I almost swore on the air. You're
I'm a good friend.
You're what you are. You're what you are.
All right, Bill. In case you didn't know,
Tom, I'm actually not amused, dude. What am I currently wearing right now?
A Barcelona
pullover. Just read your question without being obnoxious about it, please.
I'll try, but it's really hard for me to do that. PSG rallied from a 1-0 hole and a 4-2 aggregate deficit. Oh, man, soccer facts. With four unanswered goals against Barcelona yesterday to win 4-1. PSG advances to the Champions League semifinals because of a 6-4 aggregate advantage. Bill Byersell yesterday was the angriest you've been as a sports fan in years.
Until this moment right here. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Smarty Pants. Why did Barcelona lose? What was the critical thing that happened that changed everything and turned into a Bartman game?
There was a big-time red card in the first half.
Yeah, and Araujo.
This was the most soccer research I have done on a Byersell question ever.
I watched the match. I know you think it's funny. It's actually good for me to remember how hard it is for people when the team they love have their heart broken. I'm not wrong on Doc Rivers, and I do take some glee in his difficulties because I haven't found him to be very nice. But Milwaukee, I'm sorry. Like, it is a good reminder how much people love the teams they actually love, how emotional they are. Yeah, I was I actually couldn't sleep last night over it. I was so tired, and I couldn't fall asleep for a while thinking about it. I know you think it's funny. Heartbreaking.
I don't think it's funny. I would never think it's funny. I don't want to see you in pain.
This makes you a bad guy. I'm just telling you, like, you've crossed over to bad guy. I deserve it. It's fine. I deserve it. I understand karma. Fine. Bad guy territory. You.
You know what? Let's not end the segment today on heartbreak. Let's squeeze in one more question. Let's get those positive vibes back.
I swear to God, if it's a Barcelona question, you're out.
It's not. I'm going to move on to God.
Can I call in sick for you? Yeah, Tom's calling in. Nope. Tom's calling a nope Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Is he ill? He's nope. All right, what do you got?
All right, Bill. Sunday's final round of the Masters averaged 9.59 million viewers on CBS, a nearly 23% decline from just last year. Bill, buy or sell the PGA Tour live golf drama is to blame for the decline in ratings.
It's a really good question. So I will sell that that's
sell.
So a few things were going on. On Sunday, which is supposed to be golf's biggest day of the year, Sunday at the Masters, there was an NBA final regular season day that used to be garbage, was riveting. That had to have taken away and detracted. That's about all I got. It's not good because CBS is my other employer.
Scottie Scheffler's boring. He's boring. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's what makes him a good golfer.
He's a good
but
golfer.
He's boring.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was a combination of things.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.